Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Bill Ford Talk Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Yeah, you know what? The more I think about it, the more I'm getting disgusted with this Joel Embiid character, man. I know we've been going off on it all morning.
Yeah.
But watching a little bit more closely, there have been a couple of people that have been putting, like, low light films together of him in the first three games.
Uh-huh.
And it is obvious. It is real obvious. I would hope that the Knicks would take some of these films. I'm sure they are. And they would send them to the NBA office and say, look, this is what's going on. I mean, it's a shame because he's a great player. I mean, his 3-point shooting last night was ridiculous. I mean, it's like he shoots down at the basket.
Yeah, and when he gets going like that, he's unstoppable. That's the guy that won the MVP. I didn't know if he was capable of that type of game in this series. He showed that he was, and he's so savvy and smart that he realized that he could probably get away with anything in Game 3 after what happened at the end of Game 2. The officials in that game with the 2-minute report and the missed fouls and all the stuff and blowing the lead and everything else. And they're coming back to Philadelphia, and you feel like you got to even things out, which is the dumbest crap in the world, but this stuff does happen. And Joel's like, you know what? I'm just going to just push the limits and then see what happens. You're going to actually throw me out of the game? You're going to tee me up? This crowd will go crazy, want to kill you because there's already blood in the water. And he used that to his advantage last night. And he crossed the line. And he crossed the line so much that one of our key players, especially in defending him, might be out for the rest of the series in Mitchell Robinson, which sucks. And I don't want to knock on Mitch, but, I mean, the guy's like, he's made out of balsa wood, man.
Yeah, but this you don't expect to get tackled. But then again, I don't think that Embiid expected to take an elbow or a shoulder to the solar plexus.
Solar plex.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's just, when you look at all of it and you put it in context of what's going on here and then some of his comments after these games, and then the way you watch him on the court and how he's always screaming for a foul.
Yeah.
I've never seen a guy, I mean, like, I know that there are guys that talk to the refs all the time. But I'm like, these three games, he is like having a full game conversation with the referees from the moment that the ball is tipped to the moment that the game is over.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I mean, he's yapping at them the whole game.
Yeah, that's been his career, you know, and he's an intimidating guy like that, gets a lot of calls back home, team down 0-2. I mean, he knew what he was doing.
I think you're right. I didn't even think about in that context that you put it in. I didn't even think about it that way. You're right. He could have gotten away, and he did. He got away with a lot last night.
Yeah, he was basically saying, I challenge you to screw us again somehow. Just, I challenge you to tee me up. I challenge you to give me a flagrant two. I challenge you to do that after the 2-minute report and everything else. Just do it and see what happens in this building with these fans.
You won't
be able to get out.
You know how the NBA operates? Do you think that the NBA when they're dealing with their officials, and I know the NFL does this, they talk to officials after every game. They go over every game, different calls, different situations, because so many things seem to pop up for the first time ever in an NFL game. So they're always in constant contact with their officials. I mean, do you think that the NBA is in contact with their officials, that when a guy like this goes off the way that he did last night, and I'm not talking, when I say go off, I don't mean to go off about shooting and playing defense. I'm talking about elbows, grabbing people by the legs, sticking your ass out in somebody, you know, that's coming running at you. I mean, you saw all these things that he did last night.
Right.
Lifting your foot up and you know, kicking an opposing player in the junk. I mean, like, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Do you think the NBA tells their referees, look, man, we got to protect our stars. We don't want to throw them out of the game. We'll call fouls on them, and we'll call flagrant one fouls on them, but we don't really want to call flagrant two or throw anybody out of games.
Yeah, I do. I think that that's either directly communicated or it's a unspoken thing that's been going on forever. I will say, though, that he got his free pass in game three. He's not getting a free pass again. He got it last night. He pushed the limits. He did what he did. Now that all these videos in slow motion of him twisting Mitchell Robinson's leg and the stick his ass out on Anunoby and kicking in the groin and all this stuff. Now that all that stuff's out there and you're going to be sitting on this for 2 days with the video out there, there's no way he's getting away with that crap in game four. He can't. I mean, you can't let him run roughshod like that. It's a horrible look for the
league. I would tell Knicks fans, just keep sending it into the NBA. Just keep hitting that Twitter feed.
Yeah.
And send it right there. Send all these videos. Look at all this crap that he's pulling. I mean, it is garbage, man.
Yeah, and it's it really is a shame that Mitchell Robinson, I mean, who knows, maybe when you leave in a walking boot, it could be precautionary. It could be, let's just make sure that we keep the swelling down or whatever it is. And maybe he comes back and he plays on Sunday. I don't know. But the history of him is generally he's not a bounce back quickly type of guy.
Guess what? You know what time it is.
Not cutting time.
It's always not cutting time, but it's precious Achua time.
Oh, jeez.
I'm telling you.
Imagine.
Here now. Now we need your help. Come off the bench. Let's go.
Oh, okay.
Energy.
Who makes that quarter zip you have on there? I like that thing.
It's the flag and anthem.
Is it?
Yes.
That's sweet. I didn't get any of those. Hey, Brad, Beth, Zod, what are we doing?
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Can I get one of these freaking things for once?
You know, how many
Does
more?
Boomer have to get everything?
Huh? How much? Let me ask a question. How much stuff do you have? Do you ever think about how much stuff you have?
Like stuff, meaning flag and anthem stuff? Or just
golf clothing stuff that you're in the golf world?
It's insanity. I haven't bought clothes in like 2 years. I mean, it's insane.
Yes.
Like occasionally here or there, but like everything.
But you're going to golf tournaments. Every golf tournament you go to, usually get a pullover and a shirt, maybe a hat.
Yeah, for sure.
No.
Like this. So this is just a perfect example. So this thing here.
Yes.
This was given to us when we played Summit as a gift.
Yes.
Summit Club right here out of Vegas. Underneath is a flag and anthem t-shirt.
Yeah.
One of the t-shirts that was sent. Just, this is the way that it is. Everything's just head to toe.
You're very lucky and very fortunate.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I do not take it for granted. It is the greatest. And, just like Versace and Yves Saint Laurent and some of these people, they outfit Dua Lipa.
Yes.
That's what Flag and Anthem does for me and you.
You see all the fellas outfitted last night for the draft?
Oh, yeah, of course.
A lot of Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton.
Yes.
Not a lot of Gucci. Not a lot of Fendi.
Louis Vuitton. I think I saw a lot of LV stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Dua Lipa's dad had a Fendi jacket. I was like, that's sweet.
How much did that cost?
Oh, probably $1 million.
I hope he's warm.
I'm sure he is. Let's go to John and Danbury. What's going on, John?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking the call.
All right, Johnny, what's happening?
Before I get to my point, Gio, you have a doppelganger in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Look up Greg Fitch. He's a lawyer. Looks just like you, a little younger, slightly better looking, but very much like you.
Greg Finch?
Yes, looks just like you.
In Connecticut, a lawyer in Connecticut?
Bridgeport.
Lawyer in Bridgeport, okay.
I'm 76ers. I can't see Embiid lasting this long. Like, great game, 50 points, but he's going to run out of gas. The refs are going to catch on to him after seeing all these the highlights and everything. Like, you know, they're looking for and finding ways to try to win where the Knicks are just going to play their game and outlast them. I just can't see Embiid sitting there and doing this game after game, you know, for the rest of the season.
Yeah, he's gone. A couple of things. One, I think you're right. I think he does run out of gas. And just him and his history of the postseason and his injuries and all these things and the fact that he missed a ton of games this year, I think the Sixers are done. I think they're done. I think okay. They got their pound of flesh
all right.
last night, and then they're done. Ugh. And this guy, I could see a resemblance there. He's got a lot of teeth going on, though.
Like he's got big white teeth, so that means he's got fake teeth?
No. It's just that, like, when he...
Rex Ryan had his teeth done.
His resting face has teeth. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not even smiling.
Resting face has teeth? Let me see this.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just a lot of... Like, right here, hold on. Just a lot of... Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see it.
Just
see
a lot it. Of teeth.
Yeah. He kind of does look like you a little bit.
Yeah, like this.
He's got the beard, the whole thing. But he's like this.
Yeah, he's
resting face is like
very toothy,
like an overbite or something.
Yeah, very very toothy. He said this guy's slightly better looking. I don't know. It depends. I don't think so.
If you like an overbite,
Anthony in Holbrook, what's going on, Anthony?
What's going on, boys? How we doing this morning?
Good, Anthony. What's going on, brother?
Now, before I get to my point, Booms, I'm house sitting right now about 50 feet away from your childhood home.
Oh, really?
You squatting?
Yeah, nah, I'm squatting. I mean, if I don't leave, I got a free, beautiful house in East Islip, so there we go.
What are you? Are you on Fawn Court, Fawn Drive? Where are you?
I am not on Fawn. I'm right on Timber Point.
Oh, Timber Point. Okay, all right.
Yeah, right over there, man. Beautiful area. I just wanted to bring it up before I get to my point. Diehard Knicks fan, I'm always for the refs let the players play, all that stuff. And I have a bunch of friends that are saying, you know, this is all rigged, blah, 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 all this stuff. I have no idea how he did not get ejected from the game. He's on his back, and he's pulling on a man's leg to bring him down. You can't contest the shot while you're on your back. You can't play defense while you're on your back. What else is he trying to do but to bring him down? How is that not a flagrant two? Can you please explain that to me somehow?
Yeah, well, we're not the referees. We can't. All we can do is see what you saw and react the way that you're reacting. I mean, and there were so many other things that went on in this game with him. So it's not just this thing.
And like Gio touched on it, I feel like they get like some sort of memo like, all right, you want to call a flagrant one, that's fine. But I feel like if they kicked him out, they're like, all right, the series is over. New York, you got it. Because if without Embiid, obviously the Knicks win. But like, how can you just let that happen? And it's almost like, and I love the Rangers diehard fan, let's go Rangers, but it's almost like a screw the Knicks button kind of now. How it's always a screw the Rangers button? Like, you guys are showing it now. It's unbelievable. I'm watching on TV. It's like, what other thing are you trying to do besides hurt someone when you're pulling a 7-foot man down?
No, Anthony, you're right. And the answer is, why is it in a flagrant two? It's because they were trying to even out things from game two, which is nonsense. But that's exactly what was going on. And Joel Embiid knew it. And that's why he was pushing the limits. But, you know, there wasn't a screw the Knicks button at the end of game two. I mean, they let them play and the Knicks took advantage of that and were able to hit those two threes and get the steal and everything else. So, but last night was, we got to even this thing out. You know, the NBA and the officials and Philadelphia, Nick Nurse felt like they got screwed. They put out the 2-minute report, and this was the get even thing. But now they got that game. Joel Embiid was able to run roughshod in game three. That's not going to happen again. They're not going to let him do that again.
Especially with all the videos out there now on social media. I mean, I just scrolled literally through about 4 or 5 Knicks fans, and they're all over it. I mean, the Knicks fan, the basketball fan, just like the hockey fan would be all over it.
Yeah.
You know, and this, I mean, that game last night, that I can't believe some of the stuff they let him get away with.
Yeah. Chris in Brooklyn, what's going on, Chris?
Hey, Boomer Geo, good morning, fellas. Happy Friday. How you doing?
Yeah,
all right,
good,
man. What's happening, Chris?
Hey, first, let's go Rangers. Big game tonight. But
oh, yeah.
Just, was wondering, boys, you know, with all the battles happening between the Knicks and the Sixers, I think this is the opportune time for maybe a little battle with the morning show and Spike's afternoon show. I just wanted to get your take on that. Maybe a few loyal morning callers if they wanted to call into the Philadelphia show as well. I think it serves its own time for a good radio war.
You know, I like where you're...
Just call Spike, show up, and just rip the crap out of him.
Yeah. Yeah, call him a skinny vegan hipster C-word.
Yes.
And then see if that gets through, if the producer's paying attention. Yeah, I mean, I love it. I love where your head's at. You know, go and attack that show if you would like, after what Joel Embiid... did, because there's no way, like, we would win that if we were sending our callers versus their callers.
I would crush them.
Yeah, and right, because also Al's not falling for any of the crap. Like, he knows how to make sure that stuff doesn't get on the air like 99% of the time. Like, our callers, like, we, you know what we should do is we should sick the Buchanan guy on him. That's what we should do. Get the Buchanan guy who's been torturing everybody for years, will actually use him and deploy him down in WIP.
You know, it's amazing. I really had no, like, disdain really for the Sixers because we've never really had a rivalry with them, so to speak. But Embiid acts like he's on the Flyers, like a meathead.
Yeah, it was a very Philadelphia type game for him. You know, just dirty, disrespectful.
Utley.
Yeah, same thing.
Think about these Philadelphia athletes. Bobby Clark, all these guys, Dave Schultz.
All these
now all of a sudden,
dirty,
Joel Embiid, come on.
Dirty, non-professional jerks. It's just a city filled with them. It really is.
And what are they all about? They're all about trying to hurt a New York athlete.
Yeah, 100%. That's all they care about. They don't care about winning. It's just let's hurt some guy. Steven on Long Island. What's going on, Steven?
Hi, how are you guys?
All right, Steven, what's happening, brother?
Good. I just wanted to thank you. I've been listening for a long time, and I love to laugh. And you guys, the imitations that you guys do and the way you do your thing, for years I haven't called in. I just wanted to thank you for making me laugh so hard. It's like releases endorphins, and you guys are the two funniest guys besides all your sports knowledge. I just love it, so I just wanted to thank you.
Well, thank you, Steven. We love releasing endorphins.
Yeah, that's very nice, Steven. You know, in this day and age, you know, the people that like you don't reach out and generally say things. The people that want to say nice things generally stay quiet. And there's the people that want to say mean things. They are the ones that say stuff. So, Steven, picking up the phone this morning and saying something nice in this Feel Good Friday, that released some endorphins for me, too.
I did the same thing you just did. It's hard to say endorphins if you haven't said it for a while.
I know, endorphins.
It's like one of those words when you do say it, you usually screw it up at the beginning of it.
That is very true. Endorphins.
And we both did the same thing.
We did. We did. Lockstep on this Feel Good Friday. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan at CBS Sports Network.
That was beautiful.
It was. It made me feel really, really good about myself and you and the radio show and...
Not about the Vikings, though.
No, F them.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on that Feel Good Friday. Jerry Recco is here. He's got another update and moment of the day. What's happening, Jerry?
And we are brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. We are also brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone with Jackpocket. A lot of the football this morning, so back to the basketball this hour and then back to the NFL draft. And this was the Knicks and Sixers game number two. The Knicks winning games one and two at the Garden. So this was game three in Philly. And a wild start in the first quarter to this one.
Hart sets the table underneath. Ananobi on the block. Contact with Embiid. Shuffle pass. Robinson is bumped. Boy, look out. I don't think Robinson appreciated the pull down from Embiid.
Not many people did, especially not Mitchell Robinson, as Spiro Dedis just stated there on TNT. That was part of a very odd first quarter with a couple of reviews. You also had Embiid hitting Hartenstein in the nads at one point, which they looked at that. They called it just a, I guess, a common foul is what they called it.
It's a common
foul? Yeah, because it wasn't a flagrant. They didn't call it a flagrant. This they called a flagrant one, not the two. He was not ejected.
So, according to you, you can hit a guy in the nads.
According to me, no. According to what the officials decided last night.
Yeah, but you
I didn't make the decision.
He got hit in the nads.
He did, essentially.
Yeah.
Did he not?
Yeah, he did.
Nads.
And they looked at it, and they said, common foul. I thought it would have been a flagrant. It was not.
He lifted his leg in the air, obviously. He knew what he was doing.
You would think. He stayed in the game, and boy, did he really stay in the game.
Brunson trying to guard Lowry. Lowry back up top. Embiid shoots over Brunson. Oh, he hits another. Just red hot shooting from the big man. 5 of 7 from 3-point range. He's got 41.
That's Mike Breen on MSG. Finished with 50. I know they were, the Knicks were winning at halftime and the Sixers had the big third quarter. Could you ever, you were at the Islander game, probably not. I never got a sense watching the second half highlights like I would have if I was actually watching the game, what the Knick crowd was like there. There were definitely Knick fans for sure in the building.
They were drowned out by the Sixers fans.
Yeah, specifically.
Without question.
Yeah, no doubt in the second half.
Especially
anyway.
The way Joel Embiid played in the third period. Third quarter, I should say. Yeah, third quarter, they owned it.
They sure did. 43-27, they outscored the Knicks on their way to that 11-point win. Here was Tom Thibodeau. He was asked point blank why the foul on Mitchell Robinson wasn't a flagrant two as opposed to the flagrant one.
I think they have a pool reporter, don't they? That might be a good question for him.
And sure would be, because he had his thoughts. So did Nick Nurse. Actually, he didn't.
You thought the flagrant at the beginning. I mean, were you a little worried that it could have been like a flagrant two with that way to have across your mind at all? That
I didn't even look at it. Sorry, I didn't see it.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Yeah, he smirked when he did that, too, if you watch the video.
Yeah, of course.
Guy sucks.
Here was he was Josh Hart. He says that was out of bounds.
I'm all for tough fouls or tough playoff fouls, but that's something that can put a guy out for, you know, a significant amount of time.
And we don't know how much time he's going to miss because he is out with the injured ankle. Left the arena on a walking boot, as we saw in videos. Here was Embiid. My bad.
It was unfortunate. I mean, I didn't mean to hurt anybody. I just, you know, in those situations, I gotta protect myself because I've been in way too many situations where, you know, I'm always a recipient of, you know, bad, you know, the bad end of it.
Mm-hmm. Not yesterday. He was on the better end of things. So the Knicks now lead the Sixers 2-1. Game 4 will be Sunday afternoon in Philadelphia. Meantime, the Nuggets, they beat the Lakers all the time, and last night was no different.
And Jamal Murray will inbound it across the way. Murray looks in, 14 on the shot clock, inbound top of the key over to Nikola Jokic. Jokic spins on Davis. He goes right down the lane, leans in, layup good, and a foul on Davis. That puts the Nuggets up 105-89.
And turn out the lights. Nuggets radio with the call. Jokic had 24 points, 15 rebounds, 9 assists. Denver wins 112-105. Here was Jokic postgame. Winning. That's what we do.
Winning, I think it's a lifestyle, and we don't want to. I mean, I was here when we were losing, so I don't want to go back to that, let's say like that.
Winning is a lifestyle.
Yeah, I love that.
I've been telling you that a lot. I've been telling you guys that for years.
That winning's a lifestyle.
Yeah, I know it's hard on you, and I don't. No apologies for that.
You know, I'm good. I don't.
Oh, we don't play anymore.
That's true. We play a lot of golf.
Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah. It's our new thing.
I don't really win at that either these days.
but I do that's not really where I can get on you because that's your own golf ball. And, you know, it's not like we're playing teams like Live Golf.
We could, though.
I mean, you play teams.
Yeah.
By the way, we got called out, me and you, by Frankie Borelli and Trent from Barstool. He wants to say, like, we'll film a match. Frankie's a lefty. He's like, is Boomer still even, like, play well? I mean, he's like 100 years old, right? And I was like, whoa, that's chill out. I was like, guys, like a 8 handicap still. He hits the ball like 100 yards farther than I do off the tee. And he's like, okay, fine. He's like, let's see it. I was like, wow.
Yeah, okay.
Yay, Stu.
Yeah. So, yeah, Frankie is, and then Trent, who was, he still has a broken 90. He's been playing golf for 35 years. But Barstool, he still has a broken 90. So he would be the other opponent. So we got to take them to the woodshed big time.
I should have taken a picture yesterday. I came within about an inch of my first ever hole in one.
Ah!
But didn't. And Joe has 3 of them.
Joe Beninga. One with a
three of them.
One with a driver on a par 3.
Hey, whatever, man. That's no, it's fine.
But I'm just saying, think about how difficult that is.
It's not easy. Yeah. Pretty wild. Anyhow.
My penis looked bigger.
Imagine how large it was when one of those goes in. God almighty.
It's all of a sudden it turns into a gap wedge.
All right, we got the NFL draft round number 1 in the books from last night. The Giants taking Malik Nabers. He knows he's got a job to do.
And it's very important. You know, being a receiver that goes to LSU, you know, you gotta come in and be a dog. So I'm expecting to be that. And I can only just thank God for this opportunity that I'm in.
Okay, and I'm not going to play it again, but Bill Belichick, a big fan of Nabers. A lot of people like Belichick on McAfee last night because he wasn't that quiet D-bag during the season when he's the head coach.
Well, this is the personality that we all know that we see. Yes. And then he is also critical of some of these draft picks. As, you know, Mel Kiper. Yeah, Mel Kiper and a bunch of these guys are talking. This guy's got this. This guy can do this. This guy's got this arm length. This guy's got this speed.
This guy's got gonorrhea.
Right. So Belichick is pointing out some of the deficiencies, and Drake May being one of them, his footwork and the fact that the Patriots took him, that's going to be interesting.
Showed a lot of good stuff, but then he also showed why he might struggle at the NFL level.
Exactly.
Comparative to what he was in college.
And by the way, savant when it comes to that and every position, not just the quarterback position.
No doubt. The Jets moved back to 11 and drafted Penn State offensive tackle Olufashinu. Here he was excited to be around his new quarterback.
Just to have the opportunity to be on the same team as a future Hall of Famer with Aaron Rodgers. You know, just growing up, watching him, all the great things that he's done throughout his career.
A lot of good things. Here was Rodgers on McAfee, says the kid's tremendous.
Olu is a mauler, and he had an incredible career at Penn State. He's not going to need to jump in right away at tackle for sure. We'll see if we work him in a guard, but I think he's going to have a long career in the league, much longer than I'm going to be in New Jersey.
Sure, but still very helpful, obviously, as he's towards the tail end, and this kid's just getting started. A couple of other things. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May go 1-2-3. There's no surprise there. The Vikings did take J.J. McCarthy. We'll get to that in just a moment as well. And Michael Penix did go to the Falcons. Here was, once again, Terry Fontenot, the Falcons GM. He says, we might have taken him, but Cousins is our guy. Kirk Cousins, that is our guy. Make no mistake.
Kirk Cousins is our quarterback. We're very excited about Kirk. Very excited about this team. And Michael Penix is, we're talking about the future. The draft is, you look at the future and you look at big picture. But we are very excited about that quarterback room.
With the two of them in it now.
So 4 years, $180 million is what Kirk Cousins got. Now, I think the $100 million of that $180 million is guaranteed. So he's not going anywhere. He's going to be their starter. Maybe the team is not better right now because of Michael Penix, but if he turns out to be as good as I think he's going to be, then I think it's a smart move by the Falcons because, as Raheem Morris said earlier this morning, they're going to be a better team, and they're not going to be picking this high in the draft.
Isn't it funny, though, that Kirk Cousins got $100 million guaranteed and people were worried about his feelings being hurt by Michael Penix draft pick? Like, he's true. Probably thinking...
You put it that way.
Yeah, but that's the initial thing the media does. They have to immediately now go to his agent or try to find him and get a quote from them about, you know, does this help your team? Does this help your client? How does this work for the Falcons? That kind of thing. And I thought the Falcons answered all the questions perfectly. And, you know, Kirk Cousins is not going to last forever.
Nope.
Well, here was Raheem Morris. Thoughts about Cousins? Maybe not thrilled with the pick?
Obviously, because it's a sensitive time with the issues of what you got going on. It's never a right time to talk to a quarterback about those things. And reactions are always going to be private when it comes to those things. Unless Kirk decides to tell you some of those things, that or whatever the case may be.
But well, we found out his agent had things to say. So who knows what Kirk Cousins says.
They got a good team, and they have a very good chance of winning that NFC South.
Which was exactly their point.
Yeah.
That is true. All right, we turn our, and by the draft continues out later tonight. We turn our attention to the baseball, where the A's beat the Yankees. Just a couple of swings of the bat.
3-2 to Nevin. Hit high in the air, deep into right field. Soto on the chase. At the warning track, he runs out of room. It's gone into the porch in right field. Second home run Cortez has allowed this inning, and it comes with Tyler Nevin at the plate. Two-run homer, and it's now 3-1 Oakland.
Yeah, snap that 1-1 tie after Nick Allen had tied it previously in that inning. That was Justin Shackle on the fan. 3-1 the final score as the A's get the split of the four-game series with the Yanks. Nestor Cortez did indeed suffer the loss. He went seven, allowed three runs. They call that a quality start plus there, Boomer. But he still got the loss because the Yankees couldn't score. Just one lousy run. Here was Jose. We don't need that. Yankees in Milwaukee tonight. First pitch on the fan at 8:10. Luis Gil gets the start in that one. And get ready, J.D. Martinez.
Yeah, the long-awaited debut in a Mets uniform for J.D. Martinez.
April 26th.
Not terrible. We thought May.
Yeah, I 100% thought May with the back and the setbacks and everything else. So, yeah, here he is to save the day.
He better be in the lineup tonight.
Oh, my God.
Imagine another setback. Anyhow, he's supposed to be in the lineup tonight. Mets and Cardinals starting tonight over the weekend. And the Islanders have fallen in a 3-0 hole.
Oh, they scored! It's Sebastian Aho, and it's 3-1. Another one sticks side on Sorokin. That takes the wind out of the sails of the New York Islanders.
And that was Brendan Burke on MSG. Sebastian Aho's goal proving to be the difference. Hurricanes beat the Isles 3-2. Here's Noah Dobson. Three games, three losses. We need to figure something else out.
They play well in those situations. They got good sticks, block a lot of shots, high pressure. But we just have to do a better job trying to get to the inside and get some traffic and get some good looks.
Game four.
I happen to be right behind the net when that goal happened because you go down one of the periods. Yeah, that was a crusher.
Gut punch, as they call
it. Then I saw Sorokin skating towards the benches. Oh, here we go. He got pulled right after that.
Rangers Capitals tonight, game three. The Blue Shirts up 2-0. Time now for Moment of the Day, brought to you by the family of Casamigos tequilas. Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos tequila brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly.
Ah!
Another one of these where I got to give you a choice. Do you want, they're both draft related. Do you want Geo related or Geo related in a different way? It's Geo's fandom versus Geo's fundum.
Oh my God. I think I want Geo's fandom.
Okay, fair. So I would think it's factual to say that Geo was not thrilled about the Vikings drafting JJ McCarthy. This goes way back to early this morning. Even though Boomer tried to sell it, it didn't work.
When you've got a quarterback who's not going to make it and is essentially...
Well, you don't know that.
Christian Ponder or AJ McCarron or one of those guys.
Stop, man. I can't believe you're poo-pooing on this guy's dreams.
I'm not poo-pooing on his dreams.
He's
got an opportunity ahead of him. I just don't...
That's a great place for a young quarterback to go. Minnesota is a good team. I love the head coach. He's a former quarterback. It's a great place for a young kid to go. And this kid really seems like he's dedicated and he's smart. Plus, hopefully, they don't have to start him. Let Sam Darnold start. See how it goes.
I feel like this is an argument I have with Gina. And I'm like, I'll stop in the middle. I'm like, do you actually listening to what you're saying right now? Do you hear yourself?
I think it's a good place to go. They got plenty of offensive talent.
Joe Douglas played the Vikings GM Kwesi Adolfo-Mensah like a fiddle. I guarantee he did. He was like, "Hey, I'm getting called from everybody here."
Well, they had to get up in front of Denver.
Yeah,
Denver ended up with Bo Nix.
Right. But I'm telling you that they probably like Bo Nix more than J.J. McCarthy. And they could have stayed at 11 and taken him. And Joe Douglas was like, oh, man, I could just, you know, big old Joe Douglas just playing my idiot GM like a ukulele. Going, I'm getting calls left and right about this J.J. McCarthy. And then they trade a bunch of picks to move up one spot when they didn't need to.
The end of the fandom. There's
the nightmare. You became Sam Kinison there.
Yeah, right.
Move to where the food is!
That's one of the great bits of all time. Yeah, Sam Kinison.
You know, people are starving, man. They're out there and they're saying, hey, we're starving in this particular country. And then you go there and you send food. And yeah, I got a way to solve world hunger. Move to where the food is!
How great was that guy?
God rest his soul.
Yeah, I know. Yes. That's too bad.
Right. But that's how you sounded this morning.
Yeah, no, I'm sure in some way along the way I was inspired by Sam Kinison. And you temporarily lost it. Yeah, I channeled him in that spot. All right, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Gio.
Let me tell you. Girl, you're my little boo thing. So I'll give a hoot what you do say.
Yeah, baby.
You're a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K. Girl, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something fresh. I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something fresh. I know.
Feel Good Friday
on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. A beautiful day out there, a little chilly, but straight sun, no clouds, spring, man. You got the Ranger game tonight. You got your happy hour. This is a 1 week anniversary of me drunk calling John Ledecky, which resulted in me being in the box last night.
And you paid the price for it because you've got very little sleep.
Yep.
Carlos took good care of you, I can tell.
Yeah, Carlos is the greatest.
Yeah, he took good care of you. And, you know, the other thing, you know, for me, I just got to be thinking about, I'm going to be down in the Washington area playing golf. I'll be at my buddy's house tonight, who is a huge Capitals fan.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That's not going to be good. You can't watch the game together.
We got to bet on the series.
You can't watch that game together.
Oh, yes, we can.
No, you cannot. Yes, if you want to remain friends, you can't do that.
Well, we can do that. We're fine. We've been friends a long time, and the Capitals and the Rangers have played in a lot of playoff series that have been annoying. Mm. And I know that we have the better team. You could see it. They have some significant injuries. And when we play our game, man, we play our game.
Yeah. Yep. Is one of your buddies down there, is he not one of the former Maryland quarterbacks, is he?
Yeah, he is.
Which one's a big Cap fan?
Milkovich.
Oh, Milkovich.
Yes. He's the guy who met Jack Nicklaus when he was sitting on the toilet.
Oh, that's right.
He was playing at Sabonic, and he was on his cell phone as he was sitting on the toilet sending out some emails and stuff, forgot to lock the door. And the Golden Bear walked up, opened the door. He wanted to drop a deuce, and there's my buddy. Oh, hi, Mr. Nicholas. How you doing?
Yeah, I think the first time you told me that, you said that Milkovich looked up and said, "Hello, Golden Bear."
I don't know if that was the truth, but I mean, that makes that whole interaction even funnier. And he's sitting there duping.
Bob is a very bright guy, very smart guy, CEO type of guy.
Yeah.
And he's on a lot of different boards and things of that nature. So it was a very unique, and that's why he said what he said and how he said it.
Absolutely perfect. All right, let's go to Tyler in Milford. What's going on, Tyler?
Boomerang Geo. Oh, yeah.
Right. What's happening, Tyler?
Not so much, man. I'm getting married today. Just wanted to...
All righty. Congratulations. Right. Are you the one that had your bachelor party out in Riverhead?
No, this is my first time calling you guys. Every morning. I drive for a living, but I'm off today. Thank goodness. I'm getting married. Just want to call and just say you guys are awesome. That's all I want to say.
Yeah, so listen, man,
I love you guys in a sense.
Well, we love you, Tyler.
What?
We love you, Tyler. So listen, what's the situation? You're getting married today. Is it in New Jersey? Where are you?
Connecticut.
Okay.
Connecticut.
All right, so in Connecticut, yep. And you got the
fight. You got a Knights of Columbus up there? Where are you getting married? Ambets?
It's in the Orange. It's at a private golf course.
Nice.
Ooh, is it?
I don't want to say it out too loud.
Stanwich?
You
getting married at Stanwich?
Oh, baby.
Yeah, I was just asking, give me a word of advice. I'll hang up.
Here's a quick thing. Does your new wife, does her dad have some cash?
Yeah, of course. He has cash. We all have cash, of course.
But you're going to a nice place like my son-in-law. You know, like, he knew I had some cash. And boy, they spent it. Spend it. So I'm telling you, spend your father-in-law's cash.
Oh, listen. He's doing a great job with our wedding. So I mean, I can't thank that man enough for
DJ or band. DJ or band tonight, Tyler.
DJ. It's a family friend.
All right. See, I like a DJ. I mean, both of them are good, but I sometimes like the DJ a little bit better. All right, very good, man. Friday wedding. How long you guys known each other?
We've been together for about roughly 5.5 years.
That's enough time.
And by the way, how old are you?
I'm 28. 28.
So she was probably 28, late 20s, going into 30, five and a half years. She was definitely pressuring you for the engagement.
A little bit. At some point she was, but no, I pulled the trigger and I said, we're doing this. Let's do it. We're doing it. Let's do it. Let's get it going.
All right, man. Listen, enjoy it.
Pound Town.
You will be in Pound Town later tonight. I hope so. Things would have to go horribly wrong for that not to happen. But enjoy every bit of it. It was a blur for me. I'm sure a lot of people would agree. And just try to soak it up, because hopefully it's the only time you do it, and it's a memory for a lifetime. So, yeah. So the only advice I would have for someone who's about to get married is travel and bang as much as you can before you have children. Because everything changes after that. Huh. Is that fair?
Yeah. Yes. I mean,
he asked for advice.
All right. Well, there you go. He's 28. Don't have kids until you're in your 30s.
Yeah.
That's always, just don't have kids until you're in your 30s.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Yeah, Sabrina's six now. Yeah, I was 35.
Yeah, you guys are mature enough. You've been through all your stupidity, and now you can raise a child the normal way.
Have I been through all my stupidity? As I sit here on just 3 hours of sleep.
Now it's just another level of stupidity. That's all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.